Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. Today on Thursday Thoughts, episode 99, our topic, my 100th episode retrospective. Surprise, this is actually my 100th episode, since my first episode is episode 0. My episode 0, Checking Out Anchor, Lean Rules and Other Musings, was published on June 24th of 2018, just over 9 months ago. And that was a rambling episode where I tried out Anchor and there weren't many edits. Just stream of consciousness, my squeaking chair, ums, ahs, throat clearing, and of course, the train. Can you believe I had to resort to a recording of the train? Now it is the train outside my house, but no trains were coming when I was recording this episode. I find that hilarious. I'm glad I began with a focus on being positive and my preferences for simplicity of rules and the quick overview of my beginnings in the hobby. And in one of my early episodes, like the first two or three, I have my classic opener, "Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die." But that didn't become my standard opening until episode 49. All the other episodes before that were just, "Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die." Exciting, huh? I guess I was self-conscious of doing the funny voices, but it doesn't really bother me now. Doing this 3 times a week, except when I had my hiatus in December, has really helped me get over some thoughts of self-consciousness about doing the funny voices online. And I really want to thank everyone who has called in or shouted out my podcast, and I might not still be doing it without your input and encouragement. I enjoy our audio exchanges and the various sharing online, and it was really fun to meet Ray Otis and Cody Mazza at GaryCon 11 and to do a joint podcast for both Ray's Plundergrounds podcast and my podcast. I like our little group in the audio dungeon. We're all helpful, friendly, and fun. And I guess my only regret is once I got behind during my hiatus in December, I've never really managed to catch up. You guys all do a great job with your content. It's easier to keep up with the shorter podcasts. So if I haven't called into your podcast in a while, it's because there weren't enough hours in the day to do it all, no matter how badly I want to. I've been amazed at the growth of all my social media sites. So far, I have over 7,200 total listens across all my podcast episodes. Anchor took away the average, but it's still around 74, 75. And some of my recent episodes are having a little trouble breaking 40 listens. I can tell that some topics hit home for listeners better than others, based on the number of listens, and I guess I still haven't cracked the formula for generating a consistently high volume of listens on each episode, but I'll keep trying. I had a YouTube video, Roll 20 for the Absolute Beginner, Episode 1, passed 10,000 views this month. I can't believe it. And I passed 900 followers on Twitter yesterday. A couple weeks ago, I passed 100 followers on Facebook. And I'm inching up on 100 followers on Instagram, of all things. And I'm getting better at figuring out Reddit, and my points over there are nearing 200. And I've now got 8 PDFs on DriveThruRPG, and 2 of them have achieved Copper Seller. And I've had over 2,000 total downloads of all my PDFs. My start of PDFs was the end of August this last year, so the month after my 10-year anniversary of the blog in July, I'll hit August will be 1 year of publishing PDFs. I'm just amazed at how things are growing. And those numbers each represents a person. It may not be total unique individuals, but there's still a lot of people involved in that. To each of you, you're not just a number to me. You're a person. You're a friend. You're someone who I'm greatly encouraged that you're getting enjoyment out of what I do. Thank you so very much for downloading my stuff, listening to my podcast, reading, and responding to me on social media sites. This past year has been one of immense growth of my social media presence, and in spite of taking a break from some things for part of December and January for some personal stuff I mentioned back on a podcast episode, I'm just very encouraged by how things are going. And if you're thinking about growing your online presence, the key is to just keep producing content. Of course, good content is better, but even the quality I put out gets traction and generates attention. And of course, I'm still working on various pieces of my card game. And the two biggest things I'm working on are some tweaks to the cards so I can create the third iteration of the test deck and verify that those tweaks fix the last issues with the card design. And I put out the word for artists last weekend, and one of the artists I really want to work with is available and interested, so I'm really hopeful that that's going to work out. Of course, it's not a done deal yet, but that will be so awesome. And for this episode, I had plans for a really funny podcast with lots of sound effects and so forth. And while I didn't pull it off the way I imagined, I did mix up this episode. I've used a new image for this episode. It's the thumbnail for my YouTube channel trailer video. For that thumbnail, I had the rough concept and a friend punched it up to 11. I wish that video that it goes with lived up to that thumbnail. So I'm still having fun with my podcast. I guess the biggest concern I have is always having a topic of interest to others, and that I can speak to it adequately. All the comments say I'm eloquent and speak well, and if you could see the morass of twisty turns in my thought process to get there, you'd wonder how I managed to get it out. And I've had my head down and focused on things I need to get done that I got sidetracked and wasn't really prepared for my 100th episode. The other day, somebody mentioned on Discord, and I was like thinking to myself, oops, what can I do to make this fun? Well, let me leave you with this. All right, lads, the Duke's looking for a few stout arms that can lift a shield and swing a blade. Your pay's in gold for the strong and brave will stand toe to toe with all their foes. Oi, Sarge, I hear that all who follow will die. Ah, lad, that's nothing. Run and follow. You know you want to. No one lives forever. So if you want to die rich, join Follow Me and die. Not again. And here's a commercial I made back in October. I believe I only ran it on one of my podcast episodes. I intended to run it on various other social media and even on my YouTube channel. I hope you enjoy. Hello, I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Welcome to Follow Me and... Damn, lost another one. We have a new position opening for a mercenary here at Follow Me and Die. Applicants are welcome. Follow Me and Die is an old-school podcast. You can join me 3 times a week for Tuesday Tales, tales from back in the day. Thursday Thoughts, topics to come to mind or topics making the rounds on other podcasts. And Saturday Scrawl, whatever topic comes to mind, or a collection of call-ins.
Better do what Grubba says.
So flip the switch and check out all my sites. You can find me online wherever you see my social media avatar, Griswold. You know, the guy with the raised sword and the wolf's head shield. And of course, it wouldn't truly be the end of my episode if I didn't say, and here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!